Hi everyone, Saint Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic with his donation, so I wanted to cover a video called The Surprising Truth Behind Men's Shift Towards Singlehood in Today's Dating Scene. It's from a YouTuber that believes in MGTOW, but he can't really use it in his video titles because of demonetization. And speaking of demonetization, my Saint Main 2 channel, link is down below, has been partially monetized. I can now get YouTube Red revenue and will be able to do Super Chats, so I'm debating setting up live streams on there. As for Man Guy's video, he discusses this retweet from Rolo Tomasi, where Paul from Best Man's Podcast Ever says, then monk mode is a cope. He says it's just an excuse you tell yourself so you don't have to talk to women. And Rolo says that someone finally had to say it. First off, if you have to call your podcast the Best Man's Podcast Ever, then odds are it's not even close. The greatest threat to the pickup roach, their bug spray or raid, so to speak, is men going their own way. And specifically monk mode. I can understand why Rolo thinks it's cope because he's married, and a married man has a different mind. I shamed MGTOW monks before I became one, and had thousands of guys back in early 2015 attacking me for calling them cowards, when they didn't want a date. That's why I haven't gone after Think Before You Sleep the way that Undead Chronic has. He's still a young YouTuber and can afford to make some mistakes. He has to make them in order to become wise. It's like that line in The Matrix where Morpheus says there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Until you walk the monk mode path after you've been in the dating world and understand how it's changed your behavior, you won't know. Rolo is a lifelong lover and relationship guy. His mind has been stewing in his own love juices for decades now. You have to experience both the long-term relationship and being single to understand why a man might go monk mode. Being single for years and being in a relationship for years are like living two separate lives. You're a completely different person in each situation. Would I get into a relationship again? Am I just coping? Well, I actually want an intellectual and artistic equal and counterpart, and that's not going to happen. I've spoken to women that are my equals and are living their version of the Sigma grind set as single women. They can clearly have a partner, but they choose to be single to pursue their passion and purpose. They aren't being shamed for going nun mode. It's only men that get shamed for going monk mode. But having a relationship with such a woman is like taking an exotic bird and then trapping it in a gilded cage. Why would anyone want to do that to somebody they love? Once I realized that, I knew that I couldn't just have a meaningless relationship with a meaningless woman. I want an equal, but I would also feel wrong being with her. I'd be taking her away from her other passions. I'll discuss more about how MGTOW and monk mode is supposedly cope in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to if you don't talk to women, then you don't need to buy books from dating coach gurus, and then they won't be able to make enough money to keep their wives from leaving them, clown world show. The pickup artists are so scared of us going into monk mode that they're now shaming us over and over again because they need us to come back and buy their books and courses. But as the number of single men by choice continue to swell in ranks, and AI distorts the dating market, things are about to get interesting. Artificial intelligence is going to augment the ugly girls, so much so that guys will just stop talking to women entirely online. They just won't know who's real and who's fake with all the TikTok filters out there. Are you talking to a cute 25-year-old or a 50-year-old with a teen filter on TikTok, on a dating app site, plus added makeup and hair filters? Soon the game will be over for guys like Rolo. They're like crabs in the bucket trying to drag us back into relationships because we all know that misery loves company. I tried doing the same thing to friends back while I was still dating. The guys around me were going their own way half a decade before me, and they just didn't know what to call it yet. They told me all about their bad dating experiences and friend zone encounters, and I couldn't relate to that because I was in relationships for 15 years from 1999 to 2013. I never dated a large number of women and had those experiences. What I'm trying to say is that Rolo, I believe, has been married for a couple of decades now. If he had to start again today, take one look at the dating market and say forget it. He wouldn't basically put up with women in their 20s. It's like that old boomer talk where they expect you to go into the world and do all the things they did like it's 1982. But they don't seem to realize that the world has changed, and they barely know how to operate their phones these days. I think that as we all get older, we get guilty to some extent of trying to project our own values and life experiences on another generation. But we need to resist that temptation. The guy I've seen accept this new reality the most is Jordan Peterson, unbelievably. He gets Bitcoin and makes an effort to understand how it's going to change the world. Now, what I want to talk about is this very short clip I'm going to play from Jordan Peterson. I can't believe he's actually talking about sex robots and thinks they will be here soon and wonders what that's going to mean. Here's the clip.
So imagine now you're a lonesome guy, and you can get a digital friend, woman, and she can talk to you like ChatGPT talks to you and listen like ChatGPT listens to you, which is maybe, if you're really lonesome and alienated, more than anyone has ever listened to you in your life. And then soon, she'll not only listen to you as a text interface, but she'll be a fully rendered 3D, well, let's say 2D photorealistic, fully rendered animation, indistinguishable from a genuine image of a person, image of a genuine person. And then that'll be 3D for your, you know, Oculus headset. And then, well, that'll be sexual in like just right now. That'll be the value proposition, right? Is you'll be able to turn your virtual girlfriend into your virtual sex partner, and who knows what that'll do, right? And then the next thing after that is you'll be able to put that into a robot, and that'll be... The robots have been tricky, you know, but I can't imagine that's more than 10 years away.
Now, isn't that fascinating? He says he doesn't know what's going to happen. But we know exactly what's going to happen. Women are going to lose their supply of Sims, pay piggies, and emotional tampons. They'll have to work hard to provide something other than sex because technology will do it much better. Think of what's going to happen to family formation and how that's going to end. We're not going back to traditionalism once the technology he's speaking about comes out. I can see women in governments coming out to try and ban such tech to make sure the men don't have a way out of the gynocentric state. What do you think is going to happen to men working hard to pay taxes and support women? They'll work as hard as they need to buy the latest Cherry 2000. Anything beyond that, then they won't put in the added effort. The film Cherry 2000 is going to be seen as a prophetic film because men having sex bots will crash the economy and create a deflationary society as prices fall along with populations. And you can clearly see that going on in the movie. I can also see them rolling in Rollo in his wheelchair in 10 to 15 years to point his finger at young guys using sex bots as nothing more than cope. The smart guys at that point will save their money and put it towards gestational surrogacy. You just know that women in governments will try and ban that too as the population pyramid crumbles. Remember that women want all the advantage of men, but at the same time they don't want men to have any of the advantages of being women, while we still have all the disadvantages of being men. I.e., they want us to keep our high sex drive, and they want to basically control the supply. Maybe men won't transmax en masse if they have access to lover bots. The first part of the sexual revolution is all about the pill and abortion for women and chance to have the advantage. Lover bots will give the advantage to the majority of men out there, and the majority will go their own way. The PUAs think they have us on the ropes, but soon enough they'll be the dinosaurs because most men won't want to deal with women anymore after doing a cock-benefit analysis and realizing the technology gives them more bang for their buck. Literally. Peterson says that the technology would allow men instant sexual gratification, similar to spicy content today, just better, hopefully while stimulating the same parts of the brain that you would get while having sex. The race is on. Well, we'll drop faster our testosterone levels or the lover bots on the open markets. You better believe there'll be an army of women on the streets fighting against those bots. Will there be enough white knights and male feminists to help them, or will those guys just jump at the chance to purchase a lover bot a first chance they get? I thought I'd be happy knowing that in less than 10 years, the PUAs will be obsolete and the MGTOWs will make up the majority of men in our society because of those lover bots. But part of going monk mode means I don't care anymore. I'm indifferent. It's not cope. It's a complete lack of caring. Where do we go after that as a species? Hopefully we explore the paranormal and figure out reality on a completely different level. I was a pioneer at that back about 20 to 25 years ago. And I think I'll probably get back into it. As for that Peterson video, don't waste your time. I shared the most important parts. But the Man's Guide channel, check it out, as he's got a lot of interesting stuff to say. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Jordan Peterson thinks that guys will be smashing sex bots instead of sluts in 10 years. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps women that'll try and stop men's sexual gratification using the government to ban lover bots away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.